It's another cold and windy day across the Northeast. The feel is definitely more like January than mid-March. And as we look ahead to spring arriving next week, there's really no spring-like weather in sight. So much of the winter, of course, has been very mild. And now winter is saying, hold on there one second, I'm not going away that quickly. So we're dealing with cold, and we're also dealing with just a couple of leftover snow showers this afternoon, primarily across the North Country, where clouds are rather stubborn here. But for the rest of the area, sunshine has been with us for most of the day, but the sun really is very ineffective at warming up temperatures here, as we've held well below seasonable levels. And to put this in perspective, our normal high temperature at Albany for today is 44 degrees. Obviously, we're falling well short of that mark, and those winds that are gusting at times up over 40 miles per hour are making it feel even colder. Of course, all of that wind and cold is being pulled in as the nor'easter continues to deepen to our northeast. As the storm continues to move away, though, we'll see less wind moving into tonight. So breezes will ease, temperatures, though, will chill down, with lows in the teens across much of the area. A few spots will dip into the single digits. And moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure builds in, so we're looking for a good amount of sunshine through the day. It will not be as windy as today, and it will be a little bit less cold, but still quite chilly for this time of year. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 20s and 30s across eastern New York and western New England. And then we move into the weekend as a system comes at us on Saturday. We'll have clouds and the chance for a round of light to potentially moderate snow. At this point, it looks like the best chance for a moderate snow would be south of the capital region, but it's still a couple of days out, so we'll keep a close eye on that one. And then that storm will dive to the southeast and move away on Sunday, and that should leave for a quiet second half to the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains, cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, cold but not as windy, high 26 to 32. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains, cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, cold but not as windy, high 26 to 32. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the teens. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold, but not as windy, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold, but not as windy, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide, on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with light to potentially moderate snow likely, highs in the lower to mid-30s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.